This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Although, just remember, September the 1st, we all become ninjas. Lock and load ninjas. I think it was a bit of a surprise for us to find out that the Trump voters, we Trump voters, I was one of them, I take full credit for that. We were personally responsible for the savage murder sprees of a creep who dug the single payer and a Satanist fan of Big Chief Warren. The El Paso scumbag decided he wanted to murder Hispanics because migration would somehow destroy the environment, which falls right in line with classical progressive eugenics balderdash. The Democrat from Dayton was a full-on hashtag resistance type. So, that, yeah, forget all that. Apparently, we conservatives were to blame for their actions because we refused to give up our rights. Now, those links that I just outlined between these two idiots' political beliefs and leftists should not, these should not act to place the moral blame for their vile deeds upon the leftists, but they must, because apparently that's the new rule, and it's a stupid rule, and I think we should go back to the old rule. The old rule was the person responsible for the crime he commits is the criminal, but since the new rule is in effect, these leftists can enjoy it just like a nice suppository. Because remember, everything in the fake stream media, everything they tell you at the behest of the leftist elite is a lie and a scam designed to increase their power and wealth by diminishing your power and wealth. Global warming? It's such a crisis that they need to fly their private jets to fabulous resorts to discuss how you must trade in your Ford Expedition for a Schwinn and how millions of people like you who support their families in the petroleum industry better learn to code. And now the crisis of two left-friendly mutants out of 335 million people means you need to be disarmed, too. And you're also racist, so you have to be disenfranchised as well. It's weird how every leftist solution to every problem always makes you less free. One of their tactics is exhaustion, to exhaust the weak among us and get them to say, gosh, if we just give in, we can put this unpleasantness behind us. But you can't put anything behind you with these people. Nothing. Because there's nothing to put behind you. Because it's all a lie. You're not a racist. Your guns aren't going to hurt anybody but criminals and aspiring tyrants. The leftists know this. They know you are spewing, they know they are actually the ones spewing the slanders. And if you give in on this one, like handing over your AR-15, hanging your head over the prejudices you don't possess, the leftists and their newsprint lackeys will just club you with another set of grievances that you can only atone to by further submission. It never ends. They will always hate you. Always. Nothing you can do will change that. Nothing. So get used to it and invite them to pound sand. It would be nice to have the leftists and their media goons not sliming us all the time with the manifest falsehoods. It would also be nice to have a pet unicorn named Chet, always ready to make a run to the liquor store to pick up a sixer of Dos Equis and some Doritos. That would be nice too, yeah. I'm just thinking about that right now. Neither one is going to happen. And, you can't change that by giving in. No matter how much you abase yourself, it will never be enough for them to not hate you. Like Mitt Romney, take him, please, back to whatever state he's from this week. He shamelessly smooches leftist rears, expecting a pat on the head, but the second he deviates from his never-Trump sissydom, he gets eviscerated. Brett Stevens of the loathsome New York Times is the classic kept conservative, but no matter how much he sucks up, if he offers any hint of hashtag resistance, no matter how qualified and neutered, they torch him like a witch. They're always going to hate you. So get any idea of your out of your head that if you just surrender, then this endless tsunami of lies will finally be over. It won't, because it has nothing to do with what you actually think or have actually done. Nothing. It means oppression, a tactic to stop you from exercising your right to be a citizen instead of a serf. The leftist goal in disarming you is not to stop crime. If it were the blue cities where they rule would not be the urban war zones the media tries to ignore. Which, thankfully, we have an alternative media that outflanks the lying fake stream press. But ask a leftist, the problem is police arresting too many criminals. The problem to them is mass incarceration, as if the massively incarcerated are all innocent honor students that were swept up in some sort of malicious dragnet. They just, you know, they walked past a jail and they got snatched into it. I think criminals that break the law and then get, you know, adjudicated should be in jail. The Democrats' goal is to make us into criminals, and once we're criminalized, the whole over-incarceration crisis will vanish, and they'll get all old-school Kamala 1.0 vis-a-vis locking people up. Defenseless, silenced, and paying for everybody else's stuff, all while being abused and disrespected. That's what the left wants for you. Everything they say or do is designed to make them more powerful by making you less free. You can never give them enough of your money or freedom. You can never give enough of that away to make them stop hating you. Don't try. Get woke to the scam. They claim to be, well, we're all woke. Yeah, sure. Well, you be woke. And we have a president who is woke. He doesn't play along. Look how much fun he has. Have a little fun. Stop playing along. They're always going to hate you. You have to develop the propensity to be able to not care. See, I don't care what anybody thinks about what I do, say, own, because I paid the price. I did my part for the country, wore the uniform. Most of these people that are out here, like I saw some guy the other day. And he had worked in some administration. I can't remember his name. He's a Middle Eastern fellow, which that's not a bad thing per se. But he wants to eradicate all Trump supporters. And this is the same guy that thinks we should be disarmed. So we're supposed to sit back and listen to this drivel coming at us from a guy who probably wants single payer, from a guy who doesn't see anything wrong with Los Angeles, who doesn't see anything wrong with New York, who doesn't see anything wrong in Chicago or Baltimore. You know, in Baltimore, if we were to take the people of Baltimore and put them in the internment camps on the border, the people of Baltimore would have a healthier environment to live in. That's how bad it is in Baltimore. This has nothing to do with Elijah Cummings being black. It has nothing to do with anybody living there being black. It has to do with the fact that wherever the leftists go, eventually people leave. And then one day you look up and there was this house that was there when you were growing up, and you go back there to have that winsome moment. You look at the house and there's a tree growing through it. It's been growing through it for so long that it is a mature tree. It's coming clean out of the ceiling. Nobody's lived there in decades. And as you look around, you see, you're looking at that, you see this dog that's waddling down the street, dragging another dog with it. But it turns out that's a rat that maybe caught a dog. So we have to accept a few things about what it is to be in America in 2019. First of all, the left is always going to hate us. So I don't, you know, knowing that, okay, I'll still stay free. Thank you very much. Two, everything that they want us to do involves us being less free. So getting out there and thinking, well, if I just give in this time, they'll just shut up and maybe I can have some peace. Oh, no, that just begins it. It just makes it worse. Know who you're talking about. These people, they've never worn the uniform. They wouldn't know what a shot fired in anger sounded like. They wouldn't know what a shot that wasn't on a movie screen sounds like. They think that they think that 25 people on one is sporting, because that's what Antifa are. And, these are not somebody we have to give into. We don't have to give into them, I guarantee it. We should never give in to them. Now, when we get back, you've heard of swatting. You've heard of swatting. That's a thing. That's a social culture thing. Red flag laws are like swatting. That, when we get back, this is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, coming to you in the morning or wherever you're listening at the particular time. I don't know how that works out. Maybe you've heard of this prank known as swatting. Maybe you're even aware of the swatting incident that turned deadly. It took place in Wichita, Kansas back in December of 2017. In a nutshell, a prankster, as we shall call him, in California made a call to a 911 operator in Wichita claiming he was being held hostage at a Wichita home and that a murder had already occurred there. The killer thought the address he gave was that of an online gamer with whom he was involved in a feud. But that person had tricked him into giving the police the address of Andrew Finch, who was not involved in the feud and was at home minding his own business, not even playing a video game. So long story short, the Wichita SWAT team responded, and when Andrew Finch stepped out of his front door to see what all the hubbub was about, the officers, thinking he was the murderer and hostage taker and that he was reaching for a weapon, shot him dead. Everybody, all around the country and across the political spectrum, were outraged at this incident, and rightfully so. The perpetrator of the hoax received a lengthy prison sentence, and Kansas passed a new law, the Andrew Finch Act, which increases penalties for such irresponsible hoaxes. Why do I mention this? Well, because even though it was easy enough for anyone to see how very wrong it was for someone to be able to make a call, even from halfway across the continent, that would result in a perfectly innocent person expectantly finding himself the target of a SWAT team at his red door, the red flag laws now being proposed to keep guns out of the hands of mentally unstable persons will actually legitimize and institutionalize swatting. These laws will enable anyone, anywhere, essentially, to call down a police raid on another person, no matter how spurious the evidence of mental instability, for the purpose of seizing the unstable person's firearms. Now, besides permitting and facilitating what are actually patent violations of the Second and Fourth Amendments, these red flag laws provide an avenue for vindictive people, like jilted lovers to anybody with a real or imagined beef, which that's a thing now, got beef, to use local police as surrogates for their own anger and resentment, with the potential for the confrontation to turn as deadly as that one in Wichita. And yet, those on one end of the political spectrum, as exercised as they are over swatting, haven't uttered a peep in disapproval of red flag laws. They either fail to grasp the similarities, or they're unduly influenced by their own agenda, which ever more brazenly and shamelessly seeks to undermine the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, every chance they get with particular animus toward American citizens' God-given right to keep and bear arms. Arms of all types. But mainly those that can be deployed man-portable, not for hunting, but to resist tyranny, which was the founders' intent. The founders knew nothing of Duck Dynasty. They had nothing to do with that. So even many on the other end of the political spectrum, who supposedly cherish the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, are advocating in favor of these same red flag laws, wrong-headedly believing these laws will make our nation safer, and that those whose intent is for Americans to be disarmed will be appeased. But we're back to appeasement again, which never ends well. And let's remember that also in the former Soviet Union, to criticize or to so much as disagree with the government was in and of itself proof that a person was mentally disturbed. Now, here's another thing. This past weekend, while we had the El Paso rampage killing happening and the Dayton, Ohio rampage killing happening, a rampage killing was stopped by a grandmother. Grandma knew that grandson was holed up in a hotel room and knew that he planned on going scorched earth. He was in the fourth stage of the five stages that you go through when you're going to be a rampage killer. You go through those. That's a pattern we see all the time. So he was in the middle of the fourth stage, which stages one through four, if the person receives some sort of intervention, you can stop the rampage killing before it ever begins. Remember I said that. Remember that whole concept. Because it gets better. So, this kid, and all of these people are kids, for the most part nowadays, with exceptions like Stephen Paddock, James Hodgkinson, they've got axes to grind. Those older people. These kids, though, they're coming at it from a different viewpoint. So, they catch the kid, they disarm the kid, and guess what? They're not really able to charge him with anything, because he hasn't committed a crime. Now, he had written down instructions of what he intended to do. He had done the weapons gathering and the plan and everything else. And he had even done his own dry run of what he was going to, of the outrage he was going to put out there. But he never actually did it. This is the second time this has happened. Happened back when the Parkland rampage killing occurred. So they can't charge him because he hasn't committed a crime. Now, hang on a second. Why is a red flag order okay when you haven't, you haven't even, there's no intervention there. Somebody's called somebody and said, listen, so-and-so was, I watched him, he was watching the Atlanta Braves, and that kid that never, you know, always chokes, he was like, I'm going to go find him and choke him till he dies. And I think he's violent. And then, if it's in the right state, then, you know, a judge hears this, and, well, we have to go do something. We must safeguard society. And then the police, who get thrown under the bus constantly, roll out to somebody's house. They probably don't know him. And they get there and they take away his guns. They take away every gun he's got, if he has them. In California and in Florida, where they've had, like in California, they only actually uphold, I think it's 12% of these. In Florida, after Parkland, they started serving these things, and they were going after people that didn't own guns. Which means they roll up, hey, all right, we're here for your guns. I don't have any. I guess maybe they look around and go check the local gun shop, see if there's any 4473s in his name. Something to corroborate that. I'm sure they don't just take his word for it, right? And then they're like, oh, okay. And they move on. So this person is so dangerous he has to be disarmed. But we're going to leave him on the street. And in the meantime, somebody that has two that we know of right now, two that I know of anyway, that have been planning and they were in place and they were getting ready to go operational. Can't charge them with anything. So we can have red flag orders and take away your rights, but if somebody is actually trying to do something bad, we can't do anything with him. Quite the unhinged world we exist in. And speaking of unhinged, when we get back, let's discuss, are we headed for a hot civil war? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Try to start the weekend and get ready to do a little relaxation because we've all earned it, haven't we? Gun Owners News Hour. The people don't like the president. And listen, whenever you hear about somebody not liking the president, he's the surrogate of you if you voted for him. He's your surrogate. So these people don't like him, they don't like you. And the people that don't like him, they're completely unhinged. The hate and slander directed towards the president and his supporters is off the charts. Vitriol comes not just from the Democrat Party, the media, the world of entertainment, but from a sizable proportion of the federal bureaucracy and many, many seemingly ordinary people who just don't pay attention to what is actually reality. The media coordinates this campaign and amplifies the hate at every opportunity. They manufacture it, then they amplify it. They twist every event, whether it's big or small, into a criticism of the president. And the goal is to always present Trump in not just an unfavorable light, but to make him appear too loathsome for polite society. And Trump's not the sole target of this demonization. If you are one of the supporters, well, guess what? You get it too. And see, here's the thing. Did Bill Clinton get blamed for Columbine? No. No. Barack Obama, under his watch, he had Sandy Hook. Did he get blamed for that? No. No. So, why this happened this way? Why have we shifted this? And where is all this going to lead? Now, no less than Angelo M. Codevilla fears it would ultimately result in a bloody civil war. And if it comes to that, there'd be no doubt where he places the blame. But let me take you back in time. Think about Wayne's World, where they're going to do-do-do-do-do-do-do, wavy lines, all that. Think about that. Let's go back. Story of contemporary American left sponsorship of hate and violence. It began around 1964, when I was three, when the Democratic Party chose to abandon the southern constituencies that had been its mainstay since the time of Jefferson and Jackson. In less than a decade, they found themselves increasingly dependent on gaining supermajorities among black Americans, upscale lefties, and constituencies of resentment in general, and then, hence, they had to stroke their hate. So, for the past half century, America's political history has been driven by the Democratic Party's effort to fire up these constituencies by denigrating the rest of us, and Cotevilla, I think that's how you pronounce it, Cotevilla, he notes that prominent Democrats like Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton have led millions of their followers to think and act as if conservatives were simply a lower level of humanity and should have their faces rubbed in their own inferiority. So, it's not surprising that many ordinary followers have concluded that harassing conservatives in restaurants and airports and public functions is not just permissible, but it's praiseworthy. And if thousands of persons who exercise power over cities, towns, and schools have not concluded that facilitating this harassment and harm, they figured out this is their duty. So this is the toxic environment that the Democrats, in conjunction with the media, have created. So, the question is, has Pandora's box been opened? Are we beyond the point of no return? Are the leftists and their little liberal soulmates too obtuse not to expect that hate and violence will someday be answered in kind? No, not even really in kind. It will be hyper-responsive. It will be kinetic. These questions are up in the air. Right now, one thing is clear, though. As Mr. Yeats wrote, the best lack all conviction while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Now, Cotevilla's worry about a civil war dovetails with the fourth turning, what the cycles of history tell us about Americans' next rendezvous with destiny, 1997, by William Strauss and Neil Howe. These guys predicted a fourth turning crisis period around the years 2020-2022. Then, many things that Americans have always taken for granted will probably begin to unravel. And just to touch on a few of the changes that Strauss and Howe see, like today's soft criminal justice system will become swift and rough. Vagrants will be rounded up and the mentally ill recommitted. Criminal appeals shortened and executions hastened. Pension funds are going to go bust. Social security checks will become iffy. The full spectrum of society will be under distress. And all the problems will be combined into one, which will be the survival of society. Do you see how the seeds may be already planted for a crisis? Right now, trust in Washington and in government institutions is at an all-time low. Political violence is tacitly condoned and often openly encouraged by Democratic officeholders. The political establishment encourages massive illegal immigration. The mainstream media is highly partisan and corrupt beyond reform. The American flag, the country's history, even its nationhood, our nationhood, is openly despised in universities. Society is being forced to follow and swallow the harebrained ideas that gender is fluid and that homosexuals can marry. American public schools are a disgrace despite the money poured into them. We are burdened by a $22 trillion national debt to which many trillions more of unfunded government liabilities has to be added. Students owe $1 trillion in student loans that can never be repaid. Someday, there has to be a reckoning for all of this dysfunction, irrespective of the election results in 2020. It starts to look a little bit, as you look at 2020 to 2022, maybe things begin to come to a head then. This is why, while we have hashtag the resistance, the thing that they, I don't really know what they're resisting. I mean, the economy's booming. Well, I know what they're resisting. You know, I'm not going to play that game. They're resisting the fact that Hillary didn't. You know, that Hillary didn't win. The day before the election, I saw a USA Today poll where they were saying Hillary Clinton has a 98.1% chance of winning. And they didn't even give Donald Trump the other 1.9% to win. He only got like 1.6. I guess the other 0.3 was going to go to somebody else. Of course, that didn't work out that way. And what that should show you, and what that should tell you, is that media is a toothless dog. It is. They couldn't get that right. They knew what was out there. But despite that, they decided to play dumb and get out there and try to change your mind. That's why exit polls exist. This is why, you know, early polls exist, because they're trying to convince you that what you're about to go do, they don't want you to go vote. The ones that they want to vote are going to vote, because they're going to see to it that they vote, because they're going to bus them there and they're going to harvest ballots and knock on doors. Hey, we saw that you didn't turn in your ballot. If you would give me that ballot, can I turn it in for you? That kind of thing. You don't even have, in California, for example, where they do a lot of ballot harvesting, apparently you don't have the right not to vote. If they know that you haven't voted, they're going to be coming for your ballot. So if you're not going to vote, burn it. And if they say, well, you didn't vote, say, well, you have no idea whether I voted or not. Get away. If you're in California with a K, unfortunately for you, I feel bad for you. So the sad part is that we're talking about fellow Americans here that do not regard us the same way that we regard them. However, come the time that it does become kinetic, that it does become hyper, we won't have the luxury of being able to sit around and go, well, they're fellow Americans, because they're going to be coming after us hard. I mean, go look at some of the Antifa, what Antifa does to conservatives when they catch conservatives, like beating them over the head with a bike lock. One of those U bike locks, they'll split your skull, buddy. They'll just tear you up. So think about that. When we get back, we're going to talk about who is actually responsible for rampage killings. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. When the leftist choir sings the Trump racism and hate tune, hasn't their godless worldview propagated overtly since the 60s, provided for this existential despair among the disenfranchised and a host of other problems? I'm coming up on 60, six decades of life. And this grants me a little bit of insight in making sense of the present in the light of the past, because I believe that the past predicates the future. I witnessed as a child the revolutionary 60s to the God is dead 70s and the decades beyond. There's little argument that our culture has been notably slouching. Basically, you know, towards Gomorrah in a way. Indications recently are that we have significantly picked up the pace. And while there may be many facets to this cultural degradation, there is a root cause hiding in plain sight for someone whose life has spanned this period, like myself. I grew up in the Southeast, you know, in the basket of deplorables. In the 60s, I lived in the capital city of South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. It was a much smaller town. I lived on the outskirts, a little church steeple town that was filled with people that whose lives were largely family and faith-based. And our faith, in a lot of ways, defined us. The morality guided us. It was not clinging to religion. Often, back then, before we even had driver's licenses, you know, I could go into the woods with my dad's .22 and just shoot it. When I was a kid in high school in the 70s, people would drive up and they would have their rifles slung in the back of their weapon vehicles, whether it was a Camaro or a pickup truck. Then in high school, the people that had driver's licenses and cars chauffeured the rest of us, all with shotguns or rifles, around the countryside on pheasant hunting Saturdays or on weekdays in the hour right after school. And rural America was encroaching on the cities much more so then than today because the urban sprawl had not occurred in most of America. Then later on in life, as you grew older, if you existed in this time frame, shotguns and rifles were ubiquitous in college dorm room closets, and they were readily accessible there too. However, we were also armed with the principles of safety and respect for the law and the property of others. All of this was part of our upbringing. All of this was value that was instilled in us. Ours was a culture closely tied to the rich soil of the heartland, but with consciences enlivened by the biblical precepts on how to live. And comparatively, there was barely a noteworthy crime, let alone any mass shootings like those most recently in El Paso and Dayton. Of course, there was the church tower shooting, and we knew exactly what happened with that as soon as it happened because the guy had a brain tumor. Now, not coincidentally, most of the people that I knew back then, whether they're college graduates or, you know, School of Hard Knocks graduates, whether they have an academic degree or they're just self-made, we still have guns. We still have guns today, as do millions of others who are not racist or bigoted or white supremacists, as the left likes to portray us. Nor are any of the millions of us any danger to our fellow citizens. If these mass shooting incidents show any good reason for additional gun control, it's not because the radical left has come up with it. Like a chorus of frogs croaking in the night, the mostly vaucous Democrat presidential candidates show either complete obliviousness or a refusal to look for the deeper heart problems involved or provide any sort of sound foundational solution. They're not to be trusted with any of it. Now, I suggest some specific occurrences from the 60s that partially, but importantly, explain the change in the mental climate of the nation. In the mid-60s, the biological science curriculum study affirming a materialistic macro-evolutionary process for all of life was introduced into public education, teaching that everything in the universe can be explained by materialistic causes and in materialistic terms. This was a philosophy, a worldview, not the hard science that it is taught as today. And secondly, the Supreme Court decided against prayer and the reading of Scripture in public schools. More than half a century of this leftist naturalistic philosophy of beginnings has permeated all aspects of the culture, religion, and its moral basis for living that were inextricably extirpated from our daily public life, growing the aggregate leftist fruit from that now is very familiar to us. We hear it all the time. This was not at all Thomas Jefferson's separation of church and state, often ignorantly blathered about. To the point of the outlier shooters involved in these rampage killings, aside from all the other factors involved, once that person decides that life is not worth living and that the murders of others seem as an appropriate revenge for their anger, that as a social loser there's a value and no cost in the instant notoriety that the media is going to give them, does the prevailing belief in a purely materialistic universe with no God and no absolutes provide just the impetus to go out in a blaze of glory? Alexis de Tocqueville said this about a religion and his Democracy in America. Religion in America must be regarded as the foremost of the political institutions of that country, for it does not impart a taste of freedom. It facilitates the use of it. Indeed, it is in the same point of view that the inhabitants of the United States themselves look upon religious belief. I do not know whether all inhabitants of the United States have a sincere faith in their religion, for who can search the human heart? But I am certain that they hold it to be indispensable to the maintenance of the Republic. Now, it's very obvious to me that things have changed, and it's too bad we now not only don't hold faith indispensable to the maintenance of the Republic, but it's considered anachronistic. So, we learned a long time ago. It's a learned behavior. We learned a long time ago to ignore God and reject religion, and that isn't free. That comes at great expense. Great expense. So, just something to think about. something to consider. The world, this is the thing. Most of these guys, these last two, especially these last two, and maybe the guy in Gilroy as well. One thing that I see in common with these guys is they were young and they were probably socially isolated. The things that I used to do as a kid, and I still keep up with the people today. I mean, you know, there was only three channels on TV when I was growing up. And when summertime came, I wasn't inside the house except to sleep. We would go to the lake. There was a little lake swim club you could belong to there. And everybody in my school or played baseball with or whatever, they went to the lake. And we had a big time. We learned how to dive and do all this other stuff. And we swam and we got exercise. And exercise is really good as far as giving you a good mental outlook. But we were not isolated. The isolated people were the ones that we thought were the oddballs. But very few people actually had a chance to be isolated because we went to recess and we did all these things. Now, as soon as a young adult can, they begin to stop being a physical part of the world. They become, you know, one of the things you hear, well, he was such a loner. Okay, yeah. So this isolation and all these other things, this is just part and parcel of the breakdown. Because young people now have nowhere to go. Are there still little leagues? Are there still Pop Warner football leagues? Is there still that stuff for young people to go to grow up healthy and adjusted? Do they still get encouraged to go to church? Do families go to church? Or is Sunday just a day off? It's the day before we go back to work. Is that what Sunday is now? So, just my musings on this, simply because as I look at this, I'm beginning to see a bunch of common denominators. And one of them is social isolation and rejection of what you and I used to do if you're my age. So, bear that in mind. We'll be back next week. So, everybody keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News.
Insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.